I feel like I haven't seen you in like 20 years.
20?
20.
Sorry, I had Corona. Yeah, we're a little backlogged.
That's true. And also, we just don't have our shit together.
Yeah, there's that too. That's fine.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hello, my name is Brooke.
And I'm Chandra.
And we're Craig's Angels. This is the most cowabungiest post on the Hawaii Craigslist pages, because that's what we're doing today. So let's get down and dirty.
That was funny.
Thanks.
You want to start? Is that what they say there?
Cowabunga, like on a like on a wave when you're right.
That's what I pictured.
Yeah.
I pictured California though when you said that.
I mean, yeah. I think it's all kind of all the beachy same vibe.
Thing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is that?
My chair.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll try not to move.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that. Hawaii, they were really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I found some good ones. I looked these up a long time ago. We just haven't recorded. I got sick and then just whatever. All right. This one is titled Local Fit Guy. Oh, I'm doing the Big Island. What are you doing?
Oh, Oahu.
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 Oahu. I only did Big Island because that's the only one I could pronounce. Yeah. All right. This one's titled Local Fit Guy. Local fit guy back on the island looking for another fit muscular guys that want to meet up for fun. 30, 5'6", 145 pounds. Send pic and stats versus top guys to the front line. You'll need to host.
Top guys to the front of the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you're down for anyone, but you really want a top, so why don't you just ask for a top?
There's that.
Hmm.
I don't know why I picked that one. I was probably already delusional with my COVID picking these. So we'll see if they're good or not.
It was like the same. It was like the 11th is when I took these screenshots.
Yeah.
So I don't know when you got yours, but okay. The title of this one is McCully Area / Coworker. I was walking and we bumped into each other since we were out of work from our job that we worked together. We stopped and talked for about 15 minutes. I just wanted to let you know that I wanted you since we started working together. I was having dirty thoughts the whole time we were talking today. I know you have a boyfriend off the island, but just wanted to know if you need some attention for now. I also have a girlfriend, but would be our secret. Let me know what you were doing when we saw each other and some of the things we talked about. It would just be between us, no strings attached, in our little secret.
Hmm. Off the island. Oh, my bad. These nails are out of control.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of background noise today.
That's okay. We should just add the puppies to the show.
That they wouldn't be any fun. They'd just be barking at each other and trying to play with the same toy.
You know what fascinates me the most are the people that want to clean up after people. I feel like it's really weird.
Give me an example.
Like, okay, well, this one's... Okay, I'm going to do mine. This one's titled Cleanup Guy. I love to watch a couple go at it and clean up the mess. If I need to, I can get everyone ready before. But they don't want any part of it. And I saw another one. The guy was like, did y'all have fun last night? Let me be your cleanup guy.
Hmm.
What kind of fetish is that? What is that? You like jizz stains?
Jizz and pussy juice fetish.
Cleaning up puddles.
Oh. No, thanks. I mean, I guess like it's not like it's like they like to watch and then they like to clean up after.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen some that are just like, let me clean up what y'all did the other day.
Oh,
not even
it's
watching.
Already clean.
I can understand watching. Oh.
I feel like watching a clean up, that's like a good scenario. I guess if you're gonna bring someone in, that's like probably the easiest, zero effort, like
for the person getting
for the
it
couple
on. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. It's like zero effort on your part to bring a third party in. I don't know why you would do it.
They're going to wash the sheets.
Yeah, they're going to wash. They're just going to sit in the corner. They're going to wash. They'll clean your whole house.
They're going to scrub your floors by hand.
Wash your hair for you.
Yeah.
And then they go home.
That's what I need. Yeah.
Anybody want to watch me have sex and then clean my whole house?
I mean, if you don't want to watch, that's fine.
Yeah. You want to sit in the other room and then clean the whole house.
And then come clean up.
We'll have sex in the bedroom while you clean the kitchen, and then we'll switch rooms.
No, then we'll go fuck in the kitchen while you clean the bedroom. Goodness.
Oh, I guess I did find a haiku of the week. Okay,
never look mind. At you.
So now I have two. Okay, I found this one yesterday. To the tailgating gray Tacoma on Moana Lua. You're a chicken, but I'd still fertilize your eggs.
That's cute.
I don't have very many, so you go ahead. Okay. You read two.
Two of them?
Sure.
You know what someone pointed out to me? They're watching, they're listening to us. And I do this thing where I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
But in real life, I can't say it that fast. Like when I really try. But when I listen to myself, I'm like, okay, I'm doing that really fast. Yeah. But when I try to do it, I really can't do it.
You can't focus on it. It has to just come out.
Yeah, it just has to come out. But like I've tried to do it and it just is not the same. Okay. I don't know what the fuck this is. All right, let's do the first one. This one's titled, Looking for the Tall Guy I Met. We met up at the park off Bayon Drive, went back to your place, and you did some favors, and we had lots of fun times. Don't remember exactly where you lived, and your phone number is not active lately. Want to meet up again?
What kind of favors? Sexual favors or, like, party favors?
Very likely. Oh.
It sounds like party favors.
We did some favors.
Yeah, it sounds like coke.
Or any kind of party drug.
Yeah.
I feel like if I go to someone's house one time, I can get back there.
I can't.
But I wouldn't pop up at their place.
I can't. I don't. I have to go somewhere like 3 or 4 times before I know where it is.
My only problem would be like trying to get somewhere from somewhere else. That makes any sense.
You have to be going the same way every time. Yeah. I know that because you've been like, I don't know how to get back to your house from here.
Yeah. But I know how to get to your house.
Yeah.
From my house.
Yeah.
Ooh, I haven't had rosé in a long time. That is so yummy. You want a refill?
Wine break. Glug, 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 glug. There was a glug.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're doing respectful pours.
No. We only have one bottle.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to finish it.
Yeah, we are. Okay, read another one.
All right. This one is titled Young 20. Sorry. This one's titled Young 23 Cute Girl Looking for Males. It already sounds like a bot. Looking for males to hang out with, I'm worth hanging out with, and you won't regret it. Please hit me up. I'm real, baby. And then she goes to repeat herself. Looking for males to hang out with, I'm worth hanging out with, and you won't regret it. Please hit me up. I'm real, baby.
Oh, okay.
Please hit me up. Saying, I'm never begging a man.
Saying I'm real, baby.
Yeah, like what the fuck? It
is like the first tip off that you're not.
If anyone says that they're real, I'm like, oh, are you sure?
Or like, you know, when a guy's like, I'm not like any other guy that you've ever been with. I'm so...
You're literally the same.
I will take care of you, da da da. No, you're lying.
You're a liar.
Don't lie. You don't have to lie.
You can just... Seriously.
You could say what you're about, but you don't have to compare... Like, don't ever compare yourself to the rest of the general population, because then you're...
You sound...
You're putting yourself next to him and you sound disingenuous when you say it. It's like when girls are like, I'm not like other girls. It's like, why do you have to put down other women? Like,
there's that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like my personal opinion, I feel like the pictures that I post are, like, really good. Like, I look really cute in my pictures. And so, like, I'll get, like, well, at least I used to, like, on, like, dating apps, they'll be like, are you real? Are you real? Tell me you're real. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking real. And I, like, like, I'm really cute in my pictures, but I like little, like, average-looking guys. So they'll be like, are you real? That used to annoy the fuck out of me. So maybe...
I can't believe you're into me. Are you
real? Yeah, like, fuck off. So I guess maybe, like, I'm real, baby. I can relate to that. I felt that.
Right. Are adult stores on Oahu open yet? Anyone know if adult video stores are open on Oahu yet? Specifically places with viewing booths? Any ladies care to go sometime? Asking for a friend. LOL.
Same.
Okay. Have you ever been? No.
Is that still a thing? Is that actually a thing?
I think so.
The movies? Where did we find that at? And how do you Google search that?
I don't know.
When you're looking for the address.
I don't know. But yeah, it's in adult stores. It's like in the back. They have booths where you can like put in. I saw it on actually the first place I ever saw it because I didn't even know it was a real thing. I thought it was like, I don't know.
Something in movies. Some
yeah.
Stupid shit. Yeah.
I saw it on My Strange Addiction. He was like addicted to meth and sex. And this was like in the 90s. So he had
a combo.
I know, right? He had like a Nokia. And he'd get on this phone sex line where it would hook you up with a random person and you would go over to their house. So, like, you talk to them on the phone or, like, listen to their voice. It was, like, basically, like, a dating profile, but a voicemail profile. And so, like, if you matched with them or whatever, then you would get there, you would go over to their house and he would have sex with, like, he'd had sex with, like, thousands of strangers. Ew. But he would go to these sex shops and they had booths and he would, like, pick a porn, put it in and whatever. And I'm like, what kind of, like, that's... People have to clean up after that?
Yeah.
That's a bad job.
Well, I feel like,
Are you allowed to have two people in one? I feel like that's not allowed.
It's for jerking off only. Something I would go do is, like, the thing, I don't even know if it's real, but, like, in movies, and you put, like, the quarter in, and then the girl comes out, and it's kind of like a peep
show. Isn't that from, like, dystopian movies, though? Like, where they're, really? Like, usually they're, like, slaves or something? Like,
no, there's, like, regular, like... movies, like, shows. What's that show? Called Pose. And the girl, she did the show. She was transgender and she did the
little
showy thing. I would go look at that. I wouldn't go to the movie theater kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah. No, I think I would go to that, too.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But a quarter?
It'd be like going to the
show. It should be more than a quarter. Well,
these are, like, what movies from, like, back in the day. Usually it's like an old school theme. That's why I don't think they're real anymore.
Maybe that's cool though. You like put, a, you put some money in and then like the curtains open up and she's like in this red light.
New Amsterdam.
I remember that scene from Pose. She's like in the red light and she's got like a boa on.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That was fun.
Something like that, but I'd pay to do that. W-A-H-I-N-E. What the fuck is that? Hmm? Well, the W spaced out. What the hell does that say?
Any.
And they said it again down here. Is that something in Hawaii?
Aheen? I don't know.
Any Hawaiian men. All right.
Wait, hold on. I was about to go get my phone so I could Google it, and Google I literally it. Have.
You have your computer.
Yes. Maori? Or Polynesian, especially Hawaiian woman.
Okay, how do I pronounce it? Press the sound.
Wahine.
Wahine.
Does it have an E on it though?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So this is a man speaking. This one is titled, Any Wahine with Stamina Ready for a Steamy Night. And I don't know why there's weird spaces between these words, but okay. This handsome, easygoing, nicely built, long-lasting teaser pleaser is looking for a wicked fun wahine who can appreciate a man with stamina all spaced out for some steamy NSA fun. That's leaving us glistening and smiling from ear to ear. No amateur here. I know how to make your toes crawl, and I like to take my time. I'm taking hours. Why hurry when it's so enjoyable, right? You're as real as me. You won't be disappointed, especially if you're also extremely clean, high energy, smell and taste good like I do. Hit me back and get the fireworks started. I'm just very confused of like the F in fireworks is spaced out.
Yeah, that's...
That's why it's kind of hard to read. Same with hurry.
H, W, Stan, and... No.
Oh, does it spell something?
I was trying to see if it was like a code, but no, it's not.
W, S, no. W, S, H, W. And then stamina spaced out all the way.
There's an extra S before steamy. stupid. I don't know.
Yes.
But I feel like every time... I don't know. I've had some bad experiences with people that have... stamina.
Claimed, yeah. I feel like foreplay is the key.
It is. If you just go straight in and you take 45 minutes, like, no.
There's
no way.
Too.
Yeah.
But, like, some men have figured out that maybe I'm not that great at sex, or maybe my penis isn't that big. And so they do some really good foreplay and make it worthwhile.
I mean, for me, it's not
foreplay
even like...
Foreplay can make or break, I feel.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right.
A sexual experience.
I feel like that, I mean... That's regardless of the size of your penis.
There's that too, but...
Like, you can't just... Sometimes you can. I mean, that is fine. But, like, you pretty much have to, like, warm it up first.
Warm it up.
Or else...
Your vagina... You know how your penis gets larger? Our vaginas expand too. And that's why when we're not warmed up, it hurts. Because it's...
Yeah.
In there.
And it's, like, hard to get in.
No matter how wet you get, it's gonna fucking hurt if you didn't warm her up.
So
foreplay, man, is our PSA
hours and
for
hours?
The day.
No, thank you.
No, yeah.
Not unless I'm like super drunk.
Hours and hours, no. If I was super drunk, I would throw up.
Not like super drunk, but like.
Yeah.
Enjoying
being
drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is rare. Or I've done it before when I was like super stoned.
Or I can be like kind of drunk. And not continue for hours, but like,
yeah,
you know,
stop and
yeah,
then, yeah.
I finished 2 hours ago.
Yeah, there's not another one coming in my vagina, right?
Mine like dries out like once
yeah.
it's done with.
Yes,
like, get the fuck
yes. If I get if I get off before you, it's like oh, you have like 2 minutes before it's like sandpaper.
It's over with.
Okay.
Okay, we have some bro stuff in the Big Islands.
Go ahead.
This one is titled Any DL Men. Whoa, this is spaced out. DL, yeah, DL Men Lucky Man available. What the hell is that? This Hawaiian shit, I can't. Why
DL
don't they speak English
milk
there?
Milkman?
Is that what it is? Milkman? Oh, because the M is spaced out from it?
Yeah. I don't know what DL means.
Down low.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Sorry. All right. We're going to go with Milkman. All right. Any DL Milkman available? Any other bi guys out there who sometimes need a helping hand from a fellow DL Milkman? I got a girlfriend, but she's been slacking on the job lately, if you know what I mean. If you're in the same club, maybe we can help each other out.
Damn, dude. Slacking just, on the
yeah,
job.
Like,
you didn't hire her. You're not paying her.
But, like...
Fuck.
If I felt that way about someone, I'm gonna break up with them and go find someone.
Or have a conversation about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
don't
that.
Just go and get your milk... Your milk... taken in by somebody else or whatever.
And they went straight for another dude, too.
Yeah.
Come slacking suck me, on the
come
job.
Suck me dry.
Okay, so now she's gone. Let's just talk shit about her before she gets back. She has like this blonde hair that I hate, and it's short. Ugh. But she looks cute with it. Oh god. Oh, she's back. She's back.
You found it? Bring it in. I'm gonna plug in my computer.
She's gone again.
Cheers, angels. To being COVID free for a month now, I think. About a month. I just read another one. It's talking about a milkman.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I picked both of these. Oh, okay. I really don't remember.
Go ahead and read the other one then. And then
it was so long ago. All right. This one is titled Men Looking to Release. I used to have a buddy, and we would get together whenever the wives were too busy to help us unload some of that built-up tension. I'd love to find another easygoing DL milkman bud for swapping fun for whenever the girls are sleeping on the job. That's literally the same thing. Kind of. Okay. Just be sane, clean, and ready for a steamy time like me. We can cruise or hang out at my place. Slacking on the job, like, and using the same terms. Maybe that's the same person.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. DL milkman.
It's gotta be the same person.
Sleeping on the job.
Ugh.
He probably doesn't even have a girlfriend. Now he claims he has a wife. That's probably just made up a fantasy for him.
Yeah, maybe. He upgraded. Yeah. Spent more money on this bitch. She still won't swallow. Title of this one is Military Hunk. To the military hunk with the big bulge at NEX, you caught me looking at that nice bulge, and then you grabbed it a few times. Next time I would like to grab it, let's meet up. I was the guy who commented on your watch. That could be anyone.
If it's a nice watch, it could be anyone. And guys just touched their penises at random times.
They do.
Like it's a...
Okay. Unless he was like, you were looking at it, and then he made eye contact with you?
Yeah.
And then he starts yeah. touching himself?
That's different. But guys just touch their penis randomly.
They do.
Apparently their balls stick to their, like, bottom part.
Yes, or their legs.
Have you ever peeled one off?
Peeled a ball off?
Yeah, they're a little thing. It's like... it's disgusting.
What? What is happening
here? Like, you know what I'm talking about? When it gets stuck...
To what?
They're like middle part in there.
They're taint.
They're taint. They're gooch. That's so nasty to me. But apparently someone told me that when they're fixing it, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, probably.
Getting it unstuck.
Or sometimes they're like just in an uncomfortable position in their pants.
Yeah, I gotta move their penis around. Yeah, that one looks like a knife.
It is a knife. Oh.
It's kind of scary. You can like beat someone over the head with that shit.
No, this is actually quite breakable.
Yeah.
Like, look at how this one, is just removing.
One good hit. Or you can poke them right in the eye.
Yeah, I could. Or at least like.
That tickled.
get them in a good spot. This is for
shove it in deep.
This is for wealth.
Yeah, we need all that.
This is for cleansing. I don't remember what the rest of these are for. Here's a yawny egg.
That was in your vagina. That's no, too big.
That's not too big. That could fit.
I know, it's but like how is that going to come out? Just yawny eggs. Don't they have like out. Little strings on it? Or
I don't
no?
know. I was just joking, though. I don't remember what this is, but it's shaped, so it's shaped like table. An egg. It's shaped like an egg.
It is shaped like an egg.
That's kind of what I call it in my head. I'm like, oh, there's my yawny.
Oh, you have carts, too. Oh, the lady I met last night, Ashley... Mm-hmm. She does tarot card readings.
The plant person?
Yeah, plant wow. lady. Wow. Fish lady.
She's trying to be me.
Yeah, y'all are like kind of like the same. Except she's literally like you.
I don't know how to do tarot readings.
She's like you, but like 10 years from now.
I desire nothing. I'm already whole. Ain't that the truth? Go ahead.
Dry, bright, and crisp. That's my tarot card from the wine bottle. All right. This one, it feels like a rant, but I'm going to read it. This one is titled, Your Time Ran Out.
I cannot wait any longer, girl. Malaho for all the great times together. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Malaho?
Sure.
Sounds good. I will marry some other girl wanting to commit. Bye. Have a great life. Dumb bitch.
Good for you, dude.
I did put that on Craigslist, though.
Yeah, good question. Too pussy to send it to her.
Yeah. He's actually going to marry her.
Is that your last page or you have more?
I have your peer prose that you're going to read. It looks like a poem.
Why am I reading it?
Because you have a poem voice.
Okay. Title of this one is, Met You at the Senior Semen Exchange. And I...
Those two words don't go together.
That's why I don't know.
I don't like that.
And this is very short, so hold on. Met you at the Senior Semen Exchange, and I owe you a favor. Please contact me ASAP. The old guy with gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the Senior Semen Exchange, they don't all have gray hair. And also, why are they exchanging semen? Yes. Where is it going? What's it for?
What is happening? I need to know what this
means. Yes, I need an explanation.
Oh, God, I'm scared to Google it.
I need... Are you really looking?
Semen exchange?
Yeah.
Parties?
Kailua.
What?
Semen exchange in Kailua. Kailua.
How do I spell that?
Let me look.
I need to know. Oh, it's
K-A-I-L-U-A. Don't just look up semen. Look up semen exchange.
Semen analysis. Oh, goodness. Images of semen. What the hell? Is that how you spell semen?
Yes.
Kahlua. Maybe party? Because I need to know. What are they? Are they putting in their women?
Oh, it pulled up the Craigslist post.
Yeah, it did.
I don't see anything.
Meetups. Ew. I need, like, a video.
Ew. No.
Goodness.
They're just jizzing into cups and handing it to each other. There you go.
Are they drinking it?
No. They're not drinking it. Or it could be a semen exchange for, like, livestock.
Oh. That's a good one.
They're like, here's my prized goat's semen.
Yeah, I was overrated. My mind goes straight to the gutter. This one's another fucking rant. God damn. This one is titled Last Chance. I gave you everything and you threw it away. This is your last chance. Your mama said you were 18, a full-grown woman, and you call the shots now. If no call, I'll offer everything and the moon and the stars to someone else. Write me right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
Your mama said you're 18, a full-grown woman.
Why are you talking to her mama?
Maybe they, like, he was some old man. She, like, paid the mom to take his daughter, her daughter.
That seems extreme.
No, that's just what I got from it. I don't know.
The title of this one is... I'm done. This ain't a dowry situation.
He paid her two goats and a mule for the daughter.
Mm-hmm. The title of this one is White Guy at In-Between Bar Waikiki Last Night. White good-looking guy last night at In-Between Bar in Waikiki. You was with a buddy. Then more of your buddies came. This is full of bad grammar.
You was with a buddy.
Yes. And then they spelled your like you are.
Yeah.
Then more of your buddies came. You sang a few songs on the karaoke. I thought you was hot, bruh. Don't ever post here or know if this works. Ha ha, hit me up. I'm like, what?
The bar in what?
In between bar in Waikiki.
Oh, the name of the bar was In Between?
Maybe.
Okay, that would make more sense.
I thought you was hot, bruh. I'm going to say that from now on whenever I try to hit on someone.
That's foreign trying to get someone to message them.
I guess so. They're like, let me try to speak like the surfers speak. Bruh. You're so hot, bruh.
Goodness. No. Oh, this one is titled Protein Needed. We all need a little bit of protein in our life. I've had a craving for some protein lately. Prefer white banana shakes. Through the hard straw. If available, I'll visit you or meet up in Pohana to be determined. I swallow so the shake doesn't need a bib. LOL. So text me blank 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 their number. I am 67.
No! What a twist!
You're old fit male, 5'11, 195 pounds. The right straw can have more service at the rear of the shop.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
The 70-year-old man wants a protein shake.
Oh my god. I just imagine though, like a penis with a bib. He was like, I swallow so the banana doesn't need a bib.
Oh gosh.
Just imagine. But like you're about to go down on someone, so you tie a bib around their dick so you can like catch it all.
Oh gosh. That's what the cleanup man's for.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I have one more cleanup man, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this one's titled, Did You Have Fun Last Night? Need a cleanup guy? Looking for new friends.
Is it?
So yeah. Mm. You don't need a bib.
Interesting.
When the cleanup guy's coming right after.
Yeah. Look at this. I'm not going to read this post because it says like the R word a lot and I don't like that. But look at this dog.
Aw. Aw. I was like, what the fuck's the R word? And now that I see the dog, I understand. That's not nice.
What is his face doing? He's got like cross-eyed. I think. They're crazy looking. But like, he's like, I felt very bad for him, so I took him in. He's been acting very strange, and it's been scaring me and giving me nightmares. I'm like,
nightmares?
What can a dog be doing that's just giving you nightmares?
That dog would just crack me up all the time and be like the life of my Snapchat.
It's like, I don't know, whatever the case is, I hope there's a cure for him.
There's nothing wrong with him. He just looks a little special. His mom and dad were brother and sisters.
I can barely take care of myself as it is. But he would make a good weird dog if you like animals. And then you'll like him because he is nice but also weird and creepy at the same time. What does that mean? What could this dog possibly have done? It's a cute dog.
It is cute.
That husky does not belong in Hawaii, though. I can tell you that.
No.
But look at his eyebrows. I think that's why he looks so crazy, because his eyebrows don't go over his eyes. They're just right here at the top. That's like if you saw someone with half their eyebrow, you'd be like, yeah, that's a crazy person. Like if I looked like this. Hey.
And they kind of like go in. I don't like it.
He cute.
Yeah, he looks like fun. He wouldn't give me nightmares.
He's got blue eyes.
Please be careful.
We're gonna be gentle. Peer post of the week. Okay.
Better?
A little better. Tall with freckles. Every night I empty my heart, but by morning it's full again. Slow droplets of you seep in through the night's soft caress. At dawn I overflow with thoughts of us, an aching pleasure that gives me no respite. Love cannot be contained. The neat packaging of desire splits asunder, spilling crimson through my days, long languishing days that are now bruised tender with yearning, spent searching for a fingerprint, a scent, a breath you left behind. You are the nicest person. Please reply if you see this.
Aww.
The end, like, I don't know how I felt. Please reply. The rest of it was really good.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
I like the beginning.
That's the worst poem.
I empty my heart and then by the morning it's full.
Yeah.
I hope you get your person and find their fingerprint or whatever the fuck.
Okay, do you want to read a haiku about a comet or a haiku about COVID?
COVID.
Okay. Haiku.
Of the week. Haiku of the week.
Haiku of the week. Haiku of the week. Aw, yeah. We got a COVID one coming at you. By Scuppy 37.
Sure.
Scap 337. It is titled COVID-19. Children in lockdown. 5-liter adult juice box. Parents' safety.
Valve.
What the fuck?
Like a safety valve.
I don't know what that is.
Like, it's like if there's too much pressure, you open the safety valve and let out the pressure. It doesn't matter. Can you read it correctly one more time, please?
Okay.
The word is valve.
But what does that mean? Okay. Like, all right. Children in lockdown. A 5-liter adult juice box. Parents' safety valve. The juice box is the valve?
The adult juice box.
Which is like wine or whatever.
Yes. Is the safety valve.
Oh, it's going to release the pressure. Okay, I got it. Thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
You know I'm a little slow. It's okay. I'm the blonde in this room.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas for what you want to do next time?
Can we go out of the country? Can we do Mexico since I'm going to Mexico?
Sure, let's do
Mexico. I feel like our next episode, we should do it while I'm in Mexico.
While you're in Mexico?
Yeah.
How are you going to record while you're in Mexico?
We'll Skype each other. I don't know.
You're going to be drunk the whole time.
I'll call you.
And just randomly be like, hey, you need to start recording right now. No. Are you going to look up posts before you go?
Yeah, I will.
All right. We'll think about it. All right. We'll probably do Mexico.
Or we could just do a live and be together.
Okay.
Like what we did last time?
That's fine.
Facebook? Maybe. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, next month's our birthday month.
It is!
Which means it's our birthday month in a week?
Yes. Send us money. In a week. A lot of money. Because there's two of us.
Our birthdays are one day apart, 22nd and 23rd. We're going to be 26 and 25, respectively. We're getting old. And we have lots of bills. So, where can the people find us?
Oh, yeah. You can find us on Instagram. Do we still have a Twitter?
I mean, we have it.
All right. Craig's Angels Pod. You can email us at craigsangelspod@gmail.com. You can send us a PayPal. Craig's Angels Pod. Pay me.
PayPal.me.
Yes.
/ Craig's Angels Pod. Yes.
Yeah, send us money. You can cash at me at Chandra Shay, CHANDRA_Shay. Cash at Brooke at.
You can Venmo me at Brookeford. BROOKEIFERD.
Wait, mine doesn't even have an underscore. Cash App doesn't do that. But anyways, you can just send
A dash.
You can send us all the money, and it goes to our fund. We're going to get rid of the dogs. That's where the money's going to go.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to...
I actually really like the puppies.
We're going to find a better place to record where my dog's not banging on the door the whole time.
We need a studio, y'all. Maybe one day.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I need to go get dinner.
Okay.
And drink some more. You're going to go get some dick or... I'm just kidding. All right.
Anyway, stay fucking weird.
Bye.